Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm Rob Schofield. A new task force at the state legislature is reviewing how North Carolina funds its schools. Currently, the state uses a large number of funding streams and formulas in an effort to help special needs populations and assure that there is some level of equity across the state. Lawmakers driving the task force say they want to change this, and that some have even suggested simply providing local school districts with a single block grant. Joining us to provide an update on the work of the task force and what's likely to happen next is NC Policy Watch education reporter Billy Ball. Well, Billy, welcome to News and Views. You've authored several stories in recent weeks about some new efforts underway at the legislature to overhaul how North Carolina funds its schools. Tell us about that.
I certainly have. And it's going to be, mentioned this a few times, I think it's going to be a long effort. You know, we might even have different legislators on the panel by the time we're done with this. We're talking a couple of years that legislators are going to be looking at our very, very complicated system of funding the public schools. And they've got their work cut out for them. They've got the goal of trying to perhaps dismantle and then reassemble a system that had been highlighted for some flaws or some discrepancies. And it seems like they're starting off slow, but they're getting going now.
Well, tell us a little bit more about the existing structure. What are some of the major components, the different funding streams? How are we doing it now?
What we have is a system of allocations for various means of sending the money out the door from the state to the local school system.
115 local school districts.
Yes. So what we have is 37 different allocations, and they go to fund the various needs of the schools, whether you're talking about your classroom teachers or your supplies, your textbooks, or your needs with students from low-wealth areas and students with limited English proficiency. So each of these various needs goes out the door from the state in a different allocation. The Program Evaluation Division at the legislature has criticized it among a few things, some discrepancies when it comes to funding low-wealth and children with limited English proficiency. So, and it's also been kind of attacked for how complicated it is, whether that's fair or not to criticize it based on that. But that's certainly what they're going to be looking at.
I mean, part of the idea, I suppose, or I assume, is that we're also trying to provide some equity. We have very poor districts. We have obviously larger counties with more wealth. Is that also part of the scheme?
One would hope that the goal of taking a look at this is to fix some equity issues. You know, it bears saying that of all the things that we've seen our funding system criticized for, one of the things we've seen it occasionally complimented for is its goal of equity and getting funds to the places where it's most needed. We do have allocations specifically for poor and small districts, and whether those definitions or those formulas need to be changed, they do exist. There is an effort that is being made in our funding system and has been for some time to get more resources to them. Obviously, we're hearing from a lot of districts that they simply need more. And so any way in which the legislators take this apart, it's going to be really important, obviously, to pay attention to how they reassemble these means of getting funds to the areas where they're most needed.
It would seem to me, a layperson, that one of the elephants in the room is the fact that they're not discussing, as I understand it, the issue of how much we're spending on the schools. We're talking about how we distribute the pot we have. Has there been talk about that issue of how much money North Carolina spends on schools, how we fare nationally?
There has certainly been a lot of noise outside of that room where the task force is meeting on that very issue. And we've spoken about this extensively at Policy Watch. And it's probably actually one of the very first things that Representative Craig Horn, who co-chairs the task force, said was, look, I know that we're not going to be talking about adequacy. And in Representative Horn's mind and other legislators who, influential Republicans who sit on that task force's mind, it is not the job of this task force to decide that. It's to decide how the money goes out the door, not necessarily how much money. You're going to hear a lot of critics, obviously, who have said and are going to continue to say that until you look at whether we're funding our schools properly, whether it is simply adequate, the biggest issue is not how the money goes out the door.
As I understand it, we're not doing so well. We don't fare well on the national grades as to how we, both in terms of how much we spend on schools and how much we're trying to spend on schools based upon our capacity as a state. Is that accurate?
We are near the bottom of the nation in our per pupil spending. And you know, this is a subject that actually came up in the last task force meeting. Is there was some criticism from Representative Horn about the idea of depending on per pupil spending as a means of critiquing them. You could argue whether it was a fair point he made or not, but there was a Rutgers report this year that came out that gave the state an F for its funding effort, which was a measure of the dollars that we put to our schools based on our state's capacity. There are a lot of critics who say that North Carolina has not made a truly earnest effort when it comes to funding public schools.
Well, we know that North Carolina teacher salaries are not among the highest in the nation. But the teacher salary structure is another issue that it looks like this group is going to be looking at. What's the word there? Is the teacher pay scale that we have in place now something that might actually be in jeopardy?
You know, this is something that legislators, Republican legislators, have hinted at for maybe a year or two when they've discussed principal pay some months back. And now it's come up several times in this task force when they talk about teacher pay. This idea that the state set salary schedule is perhaps a burden or an issue that the state doesn't need to bear. We know that this North Carolina is one of only a few states in the nation that does set the schedule like this. But there are other states that set minimum pay standards for teachers. But it's going to be really interesting to see whether legislators are really committed to getting rid of our salary scale. There's been talk of moving block funding grants down to the school systems and saying, here, you do what you wish with the money. And in some ways, we've seen local school systems clamor for more flexibility in how they get their funding. But this is one area where we've heard from local school district leaders that this isn't a flexibility they're really looking for. They want the state to be setting some sort of threshold for how they pay their teachers. They're worried it's going to lead to more inequity in pay depending on poor and wealthy districts and also employment discrimination lawsuits. That's certainly something that could come from it.
So the idea is literally that we could just give one big chunk of money, one big block grant, quote-unquote, to local school districts and say, good luck, run your school system, let us know how it goes. Is that
theoretically?
Sort of—
theoretically. You know, there's a lot of concern that from teachers that is going to perhaps hinder their ability to get paid or they're going to see their benefits or their pay decrease. We don't know that that's going to happen in looking at this. You know, the Education Commission of the states mentioned in the last task force that this is a— we haven't necessarily seen districts lower pay when states get rid of the salary scale, but we certainly have seen some exacerbation of inequity between wealthy and poor districts, which is obviously something that has to be of import when we look at this in North Carolina.
Is there anything in between? Is there anything between just going to a plain old block grant system and just leaving things like they are that we might expect to come out of this group that you might prognosticate in the next—
you know, there is, I mentioned earlier, states that set a minimum pay for a minimum pay threshold. Maybe they're not as involved in sending down the salary schedule like we are in North Carolina, but they set a minimum pay threshold and you guarantee this for your teachers. So there's only so badly that one district can pay a certain teacher. So, you know, that is kind of a medium in there. And to be honest, it's not very far from how it's often treated today, our salary scale. Many districts give their local supplements and say, we're going to pay more than the state sets, and then we can chip in. But that's, again, when we talk about the inequities between districts, that's a luxury that certain wealthier districts have with larger tax bases and poorer and more rural ones don't have. So you could probably bridge the gap somewhere in there, but obviously there's going to be a lot of tinkering that has to come from that.
So this process will be going on for a while. People—
yes.
—can follow it through your reporting. Any other—
yes.
—way that people should participate or pay attention to this debate as it goes forward?
You know, it's unclear when we're going to have some public comment portion, if at all, of this task force. I would assume it's probably going to come up in the 2 years, but they haven't laid down that kind of schedule yet. So communicating with your legislators on the task force, I think, is a great way to get your message there and also following us at Policy Watch. We'll be following it the whole way.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Up next, what North Carolina voters think about some of the major issues of the day. Stay with us.